Jamestown's only sports station is ESPN Jamestown.
Back here on ESPN Jamestown and NewsDakota.com, the GPAC softball tournament is not too far away. Action will begin on Thursday, and the Jimmies are headed to Fremont, Nebraska to play in the Midland bracket. Of course, we've talked about a little bit that the GPAC splits their two tournaments, or their one tournament, I guess, into two different sites, and the top two seeds get to host. And Midland will host one, and Morningside will host the other. And the Jimmies are headed to Fremont, Nebraska to play in the Midland bracket. And the head coach of the Jimmies, Kevin Gall, joins us right now. Coach, how are we doing?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting ready to make another trek south.
Yeah, you guys...
So we're getting all prepared, and like you were just referring to, we're going to Midland, and we're going to play Northwestern. So we're looking forward to that.
Well, you guys have had a lot of games on the road, only two home games this year. Obviously, the weather played a big factor in that, but that's got to be at least a little disappointing for you and your girls.
Yeah, it takes a toll mentally. I mean, as much as we tried to prepare for that, it is tough to deal with. You know, some of the players yesterday, we had a little workout, and we were gone from last Wednesday to Sunday night late, playing six games down south, and it doesn't seem like something that should affect you all that much, but some of the girls yesterday were saying my body just hurts, and part of that is studying for finals, part of that is riding in a bus for 5 days, and part of it is playing softball. So it's kind of that time of the year where a lot of body parts hurt, but in our situation, we haven't slept in our own beds much, and it just kind of takes a toll on you. So it's been, ridiculous, really, when you think about it. Everything kind of takes a hit, and hopefully the one thing that doesn't is our grade point average. But, some of our hitters, they get going a little bit, and then, you got to sit on a bus for 5 to 8 hours, and then all of a sudden you don't feel quite right again. But it's just been an adjustment. I think the GPAC is a very good conference, and I think we're hoping to play our best ball here at the end of the year. But it's just been like I said, in a word, ridiculous kind of.
Well, you guys finished the regular season at 27-17, 11-11 in the GPAC. There was a three-way tie for fourth. You guys ended up finishing in the five spot. You'll play four-seeded Northwestern. We'll get to that in a minute. But when you look back on your season as a whole, what are you going to take away from this year?
Well, we've had a lot of adversity. I think it all started, if you refer back, and hopefully your listeners will remember the movie Major League. And Willie Mays Hayes starts the season with a base hit, and Bob Uecker talks about how, you can tell a lot by how the season's going to go after the first at bat, and then I think he gets picked off in the movie. But our season started off with us playing down in the Presentation Dome. And Michaela Frost leads off for us, and she singles up the middle and steals second base. And so things are going great. And then Morgan Geisler hits a ground ball to the sixth hole, and the shortstop fields it on the backhand and throws to second base to try to get her picked off second base. And the Presentation girl was kind of standing in her way, and as she's diving back to the base, gets hurt. And so we lost her for a good month. And so that's kind of how we started off our season. And it's kind of been one of those years where, Morgan Flann spent quite a bit of time on the injured list, and Anne-Marie Crandall-Meyer didn't pitch for us at all. And one of our pitchers had mono for a stint, and probably one of our top two hitters, Cassie Ward, has only had 49 at-bats on the year, and she still leads our team in home runs. And so we haven't had her for about a month. And so it's just been, you know, people trying a little too hard to make up for the losses that we had. Sydney Prussia has had, you know, off and on aches and pains that have held her out of the lineup. She's got 100 at-bats, but, you know, hasn't brought the dynamic bat that we think she can bring to our lineup in a while. So, you know, just kind of battling through things is kind of the storyline of our season. And when you have those injuries, like I referred to a little bit, you're expecting everyone else to step up a little bit. And I went through a whole list of girls there, and it's just been a lot. It's just been a lot for our team to try to overcome. I think, you know, one person gets hit, everybody else steps it up just a little bit, and then you can make up for the person you lost. And, you know, for us, it's been 5-6 pretty important people. And so everybody's kind of maybe tried to take on a little too much and tried a little too hard. And it's been tough. In our game, when you try a little bit too hard, you tend to get yourself out more times than not. And that's the thing we've been talking about the most, is when you step into the batter's box, be somebody that they don't want to deal with and be a tough out. You know, foul off pitches. Be somebody that's going to go deep in the count and somebody that the pitcher kind of thinks in her head, I'm never going to get this girl out. And instead of, you know, giving up at bats and you know, falling for, you know, you're looking for an inside pitch, you swing at an outside pitch and make yourself an easy out. You know, those types of things are things that have happened to us, and we're still trying to learn and work through them. And Northwestern's a very well coached team. That's who we play on Thursday. And quite frankly, when they came up here to play our only home doubleheader, they out hustled us, they out pitched us, they outplayed us, and we ended up losing two games that we maybe shouldn't have lost, 3-2 and 3-1. We just didn't hit that day, and I think we maybe set a record for 1-3 putouts on the day. It seemed like every ball we hit was stopped by the pitcher, and she threw it to first base for an easy out. And those things can be a little bit demoralizing as well. So, you know, we're looking forward to playing them again, and hopefully we out-hustle them and we out-hit them and out-pitch them and try to come away with, you know, a positive day on Thursday. And, you know, we're looking forward to that challenge, I hope, and hopefully we can get a little break from finals on Wednesday and kind of revive our minds and be ready to put our best foot forward when it comes to the conference tournament.
Kevin Gall's our guest. He's the head softball coach at the University of Jamestown. They're getting ready to head to Fremont, Nebraska this weekend to play in the GPAC tournament at Midland University. Coach, you mentioned the litany of injuries you guys have had. Just, you know, you've had so many people in and out of the lineup. How have some of the players you weren't maybe quite expecting to depend on, how have they stepped up and filled some roles this year?
Well, Mariah Martinez, she kind of has been important to our team in the sense of when Frost was hurt, she played a majority of the reps at shortstop, and then now she's starting at third base for us. Morgan Geisler took the other share of the reps at shortstop, and she's our starting second baseman, all-conference second baseman. And then Mariah Yoder, you know, those three girls are kind of interchangeable. You can put them at first, second, short, third, and they're going to do a pretty good job for you. So, you know, Geisler, she played shortstop all through high school for West Fargo and Cheyenne, and she does a really nice job at shortstop. But last year for us as a freshman, she settled in and she was an all-conference second baseman and Gold Glove winner and that kind of thing, and she's more comfortable at second base now. So to go back and forth, you know, she had to take kind of a bigger role, and you know, it affected her at the plate, I think, some. Just what am I doing now, and just had a hard time settling in and getting comfortable. And her power numbers are down a little bit this year, but it's not for a lack of trying, and she's figured out ways to grind out at bats and be productive with her at bats. And she's one of those kids that maybe isn't hitting as well as she did last year, but just finds a way to be a tough out, you know, keeps falling off pitches and she'll find a ground ball through the hole once in a while that keeps us in an inning. And Mariah Yoder, she plays a very good first base for us, and she also jumps in behind the plate once in a while, and I think in some ways she does a better job of quarterbacking the team from behind the plate, and she tries to do it as well from first, but she's a senior, she's a leader, and just does a nice job, plays the game really hard. You know, those types of players are probably your most valuable players on any team, whether you had injuries or not. You know, the kids that can, like a Swiss Army knife is what we kind of call Mariah Yoder. She'll play second if we need her to play second, and she plays a really good first base and does a nice job behind the plate. And if you didn't have those kids, things would go a lot more poorly for you than they are right now. And Katie Reisdorfer, she's caught a majority of our games behind the plate and has had a nice year. She batted, you know, .337 on the season, and kind of expected that from her a little bit last year, but just never got her feet settled in, and just really struggled and didn't put too many good at-bats together for us last year. But she's come around and hit a few home runs for us and done a nice job behind the plate for us as well. She's probably got the best arm on the team, so for those people that came out and watched us play in the at the Good Friday doubleheader, you know, she's very noticeable right away because of the way she throws the ball, and she's just a good, solid person to have behind the plate for us.
Well, you guys head on to the conference tournament looking to kind of find some footing here a little bit after you've played a pretty tough end of your season schedule. What has to happen this weekend for you guys to be successful?
Well, I think that you have to be a little bit lucky. Some of the games that we've played here recently, we're hitting the ball hard, but it's right at people. So, you know, and when things are going good, everything's great. And when things don't go so well and you hit a ball hard and it goes right to the center fielder or the right fielder, or I know we've lined out a few times to the shortstop, you know, hopefully some of those balls will start finding the holes and the gaps, and then we can take advantage of some errors here and there. But it seems like any time the other team makes an error right now, you know, we'll follow it up with a ground ball to the shortstop, or we'll line out to the center fielder, and it's like, you know, just adds to the frustration. But you know, the only way to combat that is to come to the park with a positive attitude and believe good things are going to happen. And when you can do that, then, you know, you're winning half the battle there. You know, you've heard it many times that, you know, the game is a very mental game. So the better you can have good body language, positive body language, you know, that kind of attitude spreads throughout the team, and the more you believe, the better things are going to go for you. And that's one of the things that we saw from Northwestern when we played them the first time. Very positive, very peppy, and a lot of people said, well, you should have won both those games, and really we had chances to. We made mistakes in both games that allowed them to win the game, but you know, they're their body language was much better than ours, and that counts for something. You know, we want to win all those battles, and hopefully we can show up down there safely and then have a great tournament. You know, just expect it, and you know, that's kind of what we've done all year, is never give up. You know, that's kind of what Jimmy's do, never give up, keep working, whether we're down one or down nine, just keep playing, make something happen. And we even did that last weekend against Morningside. We're down 7-0. We had a pitcher on the mound that had a tight back, and she wasn't finding the zone early, and bases got loaded, and all of a sudden, boom, ball gets launched out of the park, and we're down 4-0, nobody out. But we didn't quit. We kept battling, kept getting people on, and just weren't able to get that big hit. But seventh inning at 7-0, we're not giving up. We get something going, and Ramage ropes a double to right center, which is something that we like watching her do, and hopefully that's kind of something we can springboard from into the tournament. And we got one on the board, so you take your small victories when you can get your small victories, and hopefully enough of those small victories will turn into big victories in the conference tournament.
All right. Well, you guys will play on Thursday in Fremont. It's a noon start against fourth-seeded Northwestern. Coach, good luck this weekend, and we'll chat again soon.
Okay.
That is Kevin Gall, head softball coach at the University of Jamestown, joining us here on ESPN Jamestown and NewsDakota.com.